Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, listen, John Voight, the actor John Voight, he's a lover of Israel, and he really had a chance to really share his heart. He was on Life, Liberty, and Levine or something like that, the program on Fox, and he's sharing. I didn't realize, you know, I thought it was a Christian perspective all the way through why he is such a faithful supporter of Israel. And it was that his father did not have a job when he was young. The Jews in America at that time were discriminated against, and they wouldn't let the Jews join the golf course.
Wow.
Their golf clubs. So the Jews created their own golf course, and they hired his dad to be a caddy, and they paid him well, and they literally taught him, educated him as he was toting the bags. And
wow.
He did tell every one of them every day it was his birthday because they would pay him a little more. And they kind of called on it for a while, and they went ahead and just gave him a little bit more. But he supported his family with that. And long story short, he became the golf pro up to the time that he passed for that golf course. So it was the Jewish people that embraced his dad and his family and supported
him. It's a beautiful thing, huh?
It's a very beautiful. I didn't know all that. But so John Voight is being interviewed by Mark Levin. Mm-hmm. And the question, he ran into a citizen, and a citizen and him, American citizen, and we're talking about, you know, the things that have happened since President Trump's been president. And, you know, we had a program. You got to check it. If you haven't checked it out, you got to check it. You can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to VFNKB.com and see it. But the fact is that 23 months of the President Trump's presidency has been filled nonstop with only miraculous breakthroughs that only God would allow such things to happen to a nation.
We didn't need just one program. We did four parts.
Four programs. But you can actually see them. You got to see it, and you got to share it because you're going to be so encouraged. And so no matter what you're hearing on the press that for some reason they chose a political party, you know, encourage your media source to choose America. Mm-hmm. You know, why not? That we're living in.
This is a good source.
Yeah, it's a good source. You know, love America. Our soldiers fight for one country. We need to actually unite for one country. But so he's sharing, you know, talking to the particular lady about, you know, the 23 months of what's taken place of the first 23 months of the presidency of Donald Trump. And you know, John, you know, Voight, he also talked about the fact that he used to be a liberal. He went through the 60s. He saw all these things taking place in the 60s that were just destroying our country. Mm. And that's when he became a conservative, but basically a constitutionalist and somebody that realized that we've got to have some sort of values or we're going to lose our country. What he said was that many people came in during our turbulent times. I mean, our president was assassinated. John F. Kennedy was assassinated. You know, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in our country. Senator Robert Kennedy, the brother of President John F. Kennedy, was assassinated. It was an uproar. You had the Clintons in the street while things was going on at that time. You know, you had marriage, divorce, abortion, in 1873, and it was just the sexual revolution. You know, what they have called Woodstock, and the things that these movements happen today about sexuality. Mm. It's like these are the very people that had the Woodstock in the 60s, and they were free love, and they were in, you know, all the stuff that was going on.
It worked out too well, that experiment.
It was all communal living, and it was just free love, and abortion became, you know, a way to deal with the consequences, as our former president said, of having sex outside of marriage. And the fact is that it's so strange. Now, this generation is coming out, and they're complaining about, but that was the it's just, listen, God is right. Every man is a liar. Let God be the truth, and every man a liar. You'll find out no one's righteous. No, not even one. Only God is righteous.
Hello?
We're talking about John Voight, actor John Voight. He's an Academy Award winner. I believe it was for
something.
Yeah, about hunting a deer or something like that. A deer hunter years ago. Burt Reynolds was in it. You know, Burt Reynolds just recently passed away.
Yep.
He was in it. John Voight was in it, and some strange dude with a fiddle. I don't know, somebody in Canton. Just joking. I'm going to get the mic myself. So anyway, so he's talking about, you know, about a presidency. I mean, it's sad, you know, when you think about that, we're used to being lied to. Hmm. I mean, some of us are. And And I talk to people who are just so dead set on supporting this candidate or that candidate. And then you watch them afterwards, and you watch their the person that they voted for, that told you to go vote for the person, didn't do anything they said. And so you go talk to them, they go, oh, you know, I'm like, you're trying to tell me to go vote for this person based on what they... But this particular president that's in office right now, President Donald Trump, literally is checking off one after the other and going beyond, you know, what he committed to.
He's definitely delivering on many of his promises. Yeah, there's so many of them.
And it's so important that it's not just like some weird thing. It's like jobs. It's like economy. It's
military.
Military. It's Jerusalem. You know, it's the things that we
trade.
Said we wanted to take place. It's the lowest unemployment rate in the history of for African Americans. It's recorded history. Hispanic, lowest unemployment. Women,
Asians,
Asian Americans, lowest unemployment. Even
veterans,
lowest. Well, I don't know how low it is, but that low is
15, 16 years old. Yeah, a long time.
And then you have, in regards to people who didn't graduate from high school, it's the lowest unemployment rate for those guys. And it's like, this is good, you know. And this is why some people are saying so many terrible things. But listen, this is actor John Voight, and he and another lady is talking on the airplane about it. And this is. If you really care about the country, if you care about the citizens, if you care about the men and the women who laid their life down for us to have this country and the freedom that we have every day, and the Bill of Rights that we can actually have this television program going around the world and can say freely, speak freely, and worship freely. I mean, if you care about these things, it just means so much to you.
Sure.
But here's actor John Voight tearing up. Him and this particular lady were tearing up on the airplane as he just thought about where we were 23, 24 months ago, but where we are now, because President Trump kept his promises. You just got to see this. Take a look.
Conservative, a woman, actress, very good one. And I said, so what do you think about our man? And she just did this. That wasn't, that's me crying. It was her, too.
Why are you crying?
Saying, because it's so, first of all, the gesture was so beautiful. She couldn't even speak. She was just saying, thank God. And I say, thank God. And one of the reasons why I can say thank God is because I know he's there. You know, for us all.
God.
And that's one of the things that we've lost is this compass of God. We have, what did Karl Marx come up with? He eliminated God from the picture. So we can do it without this. Mm-hmm. Not these boys, not our guys. You know, they knew very well. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by our Creator. That we are endowed with certain inalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And by the way, one of the things that I know you know the genius of the architecture of our founding, this Constitution, where it came from, Bill of Rights and the Declaration. I'm lost in the thought of you being the one that I'm sitting in front of now.
No.
You understand the genius of them to say, the pursuit of happiness. Because if you go into a communist country, as I did, in 1991, I went to Moscow to make a little film, first time. It was during Glasnost, Perestroika, being the time that they were changing things, more openness, you know, and all this.
That's so encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is so encouraging. And to see, you know, we talk about taking the media mountain, the entertainment mountain. Well, you're looking at John Voight.
That's right.
I mean, he's an actor. He's done. He played in the movie Woodlawn. Was it Woodlawn? And he played the coach, Bear Bryant.
I think so.
He says,
yes.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time, right. Son. That was powerful. But
you've just been listening to the highlights from the BFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs. And check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.